This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Umber Hulk.
Fighter of the Day Hulk.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These guys are classic. They're you know, one of the big boys. And yeah. I have no idea if they come from anything else. I just know them from D&D and D&D related things.
Yeah. Yeah. And weirdly enough, like these Mind Flayers own these things as pets, which is mentioned in the Mind Flayer entry, but not in this entry.
Oh, yeah. That seems like it'd be an important part of their ecology.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to need you real quick, not to turn this into, but if you go to the Wikipedia entry for Umber Hulk.
Oh, I'm already there.
Did you see that goddamn illustration?
Uh-huh. this little guy? Look at him.
I like that little guy quite a bit.
Well, you know what he looks like? He looks like one of the, if you took one of the Goombas from the Mario movie and just made his head bigger.
Yeah. That's and gave it fucking like, you know, tail any, like what are the
yeah, the mandible things. Yeah.
The mandibles. Yeah. Super mandibles.
Yeah. Well, I just see he looks so like so ready for anything. So happy to see you.
Yeah. I really like that drawing. Like that first edition, an original box D&D monster illustrations are like some of my favorite things.
Oh, for sure.
And I love Wikipedia entries on monsters because they have a reception section where you get to see things like, you know, the Stranger writer Sienna Madrid described the Umber Hulk as one of D&D's ghastly fiends. Okay.
Cool. One of them?
Maximum PC magazine review of Neverwinter Nights, knowing what an Umber Hulk was a way to identify if a person was a geek. Okay. You know, but just like, oh, that's the reception.
It was ranked 7th among the 10 best mid-level monsters by the authors of Dungeons & Dragons for Dummies.
Yeah, lots of qualifiers there, but yep. You know, yeah. You're number 7, buddy. These things are cool. They're giant, like, bugs. They're like bug hulks.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Like, and they burrow, and they have a bunch of eyes, so if you look at them, you get confused.
Right. Like, and it puts the spell confuse on you, which makes sense, actually, why they would be used, A, as tunnelers for the Mind Flayers, and B, also as, like, a first line of defense for, you know, dazing people. Yeah, mm-hmm. it seems to be a natural fit. I like this as a race of creatures that attacks almost exclusively by Kool-Aid Manning.
Yeah, yeah. they tunnel wall because they're not dumb.
No,
are they enough for what you know for being gigantic bugs? And they look through a crack in the wall, and then when you pop up, they go and then explode out.
Yeah. I like how you combine Kool-Aid Man with Fat Albert.
Yeah. like Fat Albert's never burst through a wall. You know, I okay, feel like that's the subtext that's implied. Like, hey, dummy Donald or whatever the hat.
Mushmouth?
Mushmouth?
It's weird that I stuttered when I said mushmouth.
There's also, like, a Donald, the hat one, the guy whose eyes go through his hat. The guy's name is Donald.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So that's, you know, that's kind of they have, like, they're slow, but that's really their only weakness. They're just kind of tough, big, giant bug guys, and you can use their shells to make stuff. Which I know from Baldur's Gate, even though the Monster's Manual doesn't tell us that.
Oh, true. Yeah, Gary, that's that is supplemental. That should not be introduced in this this texturally pure review of this book.
It is. I feel like if anything's canon, like that feels like that could be.
Yeah. Canon. Yeah, you're right.
Did you know that there's UmberHulk.com?
Your source for everything, Umber Hulk?
Yes. Like, no joke. That's literally what it is.
Oh man, this went from a 5-minute episode to a half hour special.
Whoa. Hello, UmberHulk.com.
So this is a Google AdWords thing. I thought that they devoted some banner space to support the American Red Cross. Good on you, Umber Hulk. Yeah,
thanks, Umber Hulk. But it has just a link to the Monster's Manual entry for the different editions of D&D.
Uh-huh.
For the Umber Hulk and the picture gallery, which has, you know, 7 pictures.
Yeah. from the real-time strategy computer game Dragon Shard.
Dragon Shard's good.
This might well be every depiction of an Umber Hulk in video games.
No, I mean, there's not.
There's no Baldur's Gate, yeah.
There's no Baldur's Gate. There's not, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
This is, I like that this website exists.
Yeah, well, I mean... So just mindflayer.com.
Is there a mindflayer.com?
I mean, just put it in. Let's see.
Okay.
Like if this maniac is going around just buying.
Oh my God. Be still my heart. We had to recruit him. It is mindflayer.com. bring us?
It's resolving host. I don't think it's a thing.
Nothing. Why Umber Hulks, man?
Yeah.
So looking through, here's how we'll end this episode, because we don't know how to end it. We really did think that, like, finding UmberHulk.com would have more information than, like, the book that we have literally in front of us.
Right.
So looking at the five different Umber Hulks from the different editions.
Okay.
What's your favorite? Like the seven Mary, three Bone Thugs, the five different Umber Hulks.
Okay. Definitely have to Thugs, the first edition one. No question.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah,
the guy's definitely
yeah.
Thugs.
I need to actually look at all this. Whew. Let's seven right away, the 3.5.
Okay.
And just, you know, looks like a real seven to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mary, three and Bones are your three remaining options.
Yeah. You think I didn't keep track of that?
I was reminding the audience.
Okay, cool. Let's see here. Three, the fifth edition.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause his pose is real, like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Bones the fourth, because it's kind of middle of the road.
Mm.
Yeah. And then second is gonna have to be whichever is the last one.
Mary.
Yeah.
I would reverse the last two, but otherwise that's mine.
Okay, cool.
So and this has been an edition of the first hybrid Seven Mary Three Bone Thugs.
Yep.
On Teenage Dirtbags.
Do you want to run that? That's a, I mean, that can be an email address.
Yeah, no, I just, I meant, not at, I
oh,
meant like
yeah.
as
oh,
found
I
more mean. Information on much yes. like this, you know, a gallery featuring over six illustrations is at umberhulk.com.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.